thanks for checking out The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon, a family-friendly actual play podcast. Last time, Jeff, Simon, and Dr. Carol Young bravely defended the small forest town of Thorndale from a crazed and feral bear. They tried to calm it down, but when it became clear that words would not be enough, they had to resort to more physical means. After a difficult fight, the heroes were victorious!
Recently, as in before this, just to over-explain, Jeff the Mouse, Simon the Pigeon, and Dr. Carol Young, she gets her full name, the Otter, left the town of Prickleton and journeyed north towards Mount Darkleaf that they learned about, and they stopped a few days into their journey at the small town of Thorndale. They noticed, however, upon approach, that Thorndale was under attack from a bear. Raw, big scary bear was knocking down things all Godzilla style and King Kong style, and who was brave enough to step up to fight the bear? You guessed it, Jeff, Simon, and Carol.
We were.
Yeah, you were.
Spoilers. Oh wait.
they fought the bear and taking considerable damage themselves in the process, but they made out alive. They are now in the aftermath of this destructive bear.
Question. Did I take damage?
I don't know if Simon took damage. I know Jeff took a lot of damage and Carol took some too.
Because I don't have any damage notes. And it's unlike me to not take notes on that. So, I don't know.
Yep. Jeff was severely damaged.
I guess we'll just have to not attack these town people, and it won't be an issue.
Okay. Sounds good.
Scene setting wise, with the, yes, the slowly settling body of the bear in the town square, what's sort of happening around us?
So there is a large radius of debris and destruction in the town. The town itself is like a collection of logs and makeshift buildings and things in amongst the giant forest that you have come to know as the Great Wood. The citizens of Thorndale are starting to slowly enter the fray in the aftermath, and you notice that it's same as Prickleton, a mixture of lots of small woodland creatures of various types, birds, mice, insects, and lizards and what have you.
Yeah, I mean, Carol is to use a hip term, shook by this. I mean, this is the first time I think Carol's ever heard of or seen like a feral person, as it would be referred to in this world.
Carol, you have in your recent memory, so about a week or so ago, an eagle did sort of attack Prickleton. It didn't harm anyone, but it sort of approached menacingly and made everyone fear for their lives and then flew away.
That could have just been an eagle who was just not a nice person. But yep. this was like, they didn't talk or anything.
Yeah, I mean, we had a run-in with an eagle that's not a nice person.
What is going on? It's gonna go over to the bear and see if there's like some kind of weird stuff going on with it.
Okay. Make me a diamond flip to perceive it.
Ooh, that's a queen of diamonds.
First flip.
And nice. I have a 5, so that's an 11. And I don't 12, really have any.
12 plus 5. Yeah. 17 total. 12 plus 5.
Oh, yeah, I realized that I didn't actually remember what the value for a queen was, so I just kind of said a number and assumed it was correct.
So you actually get to do a quick but thorough investigation of the bear around its head area, and you notice that its eyes are sort of glazed over, or one of them has been pierced by an arrow, but the other one is all whited out, like there's no pupil to it. Other than that, though, it just looks like a bear.
What is going on? This is not... I mean, ain't a professor who... And I'm just gonna, like... She'll shake her head and then kind of walk over to the other two of them. If you two need some to talk to someone in a more professional manner about what is going on, I will be more than happy to offer myself. I can only assume a very
who responds to a situation like that?
I am a medical professional. And I have a duty, the hippopotamus.
You have a duty?
To, yes.
Everybody stands up and says, a duty is a
fool. A duty!
A duty!
I do have an obligation to help those in need of help.
Simon looks from Carol to the bear, goes, really? Is that what you call help?
If you recall, I did try to reason with this gentleman or lady.
Jeffrey standing up, gesturing wildly with his sword and tottering somewhat, looking quite pale around the snoot, with his hand clapped to his side, quite clearly leaking blood, says, "Ha-ha, reason? You'd never reason with a bear, my old pappy said. I can't be reasoned with."
That's categorically not true. I had one of my professors was a bear.
Bad from the snout to the trout is what he said.
This is,
and
I'm going to turn away from.
I'll have you all know, he says, shouting to the clearing, that if you need help, you don't go to a doctor. You go to a man who has a slur. And Jeffrey face plants into the ground from loss of blood.
Okay.
Is there anybody who's a doctor? And she looks at Dr. Carol. A real doctor?
Okay, then. Hold up. I got my PhD. I went to school for this. I have a PhD. The mind is...
Real doctor? Anyone?
Is there a doctor who can help with wounds? Of the physical kind.
The word you're looking for is medical doctor. As you guys are having this conversation, the townsfolk have formed a radius around you and the bear. Like you are all ground zero, and you get an up close look at who these people are. And it's a mixture. Tortoises. You see tortoises, mice, birds, badgers, skunks, lizards, insects, and one of the badgers steps forward. And they've got their, hands clasped and sort of tentatively comes closer and then says, friends, I assume?
Oh, yes.
Heroes?
Oh, yes. And Simon sort of bows as a pigeon can bow and says, oh, it's Simon Quail, the pigeon, here at your service. We have dispatched your foe.
Jeffrey raises a hand and says, "Charmed, I'm sure," and then passes back out.
Oh, yes, I'll fetch a physician right away for your friend.
Oh, good. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Joey! And then this mouse just, like, scurries through the crowd.
I thought a kangaroo was going to come over.
And goes straight to Jeff. And starts tending to Jeff. And for game mechanics, all intents and purposes, this is Jeff gets a rest.
Cool.
Back up to...
And you, Badger, you are...
I'm Mayor Carey.
Mayor Carey.
Thank you for saving Thorndale. You've arrived just in the nick of time.
It's our pleasure.
I must say your armor and your friend's shield are quite remarkable. I've never seen anything like that before.
Well, neither had I.
Well, okay then. Do you know why this bear went feral, perchance?
I was going to ask you the same thing. I figured you'd seen it before, or at least a few seconds more than I had.
Well, never to this extent. A few days ago, some weasels attacked the town, but a few of the citizens they worked up the courage to fight them off. We had a few casualties in the process, but for the most part, we went through it unscathed. And then a few hours before the bear showed up, some foxes came making strange, rambling threats.
Threats?
Yes.
For game reasons, is Jeffrey back in the room, or is he being ministered to currently?
Since he's being ministered to currently, there is a minor healing rest thing. So full rest would be overnight. This is one of the rules.
Is this part of the conversation, or is he being tended to currently?
He would be being tended to, but he would still be.
Is this healing damage? Prison. I've got it on my play sheet, if that helps. This is really awesome reference playmat that Suited puts out. It's pretty stellar. It says, injured characters may only be healed once per real life hour, diamond plus skill plus item.
Oh, yeah. So in that case, it's just a diamond flip. Or actually, I will diamond flip for this doctor, and I'll give them a... they will have a plus 5 in healing. Okay, so that is a jack plus 5. So you get back 16 health, but it was a jack of hearts. So you get back 16, but you feel gross. Like, you feel really woozy, and you don't feel like you've recovered very well.
Do we remember what my full hit points were?
Full is 20.
Everyone has 20. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You guys are gonna level up soon. Basically after this session anyway. Suited is a game designed not for long campaigns. It's meant to be just one shots where leveling up isn't a thing. But Ted, the designer, he actually came up with a mechanic to level up, specifically for situations like ours. So we're gonna try that. But for the time being, yeah, you've been healed a lot. Almost back to full, I think, and yeah, you just feel gross. And yeah, I think, Simon, you just asked something about this weasel and fox.
Yeah, I was like, threats? Because threat, like, we couldn't get the bear to talk, right? So if the other ones are talking, that seems like knowledge we should know.
Yes, well the weasels didn't speak when they attacked a few days ago. They just caused wanton destruction like the bear, but the foxes didn't harm anyone. They just... It was a trio, three of them, and it was only a few hours ago. They came into the town, and they pushed people around a little bit, and they just kept saying things like something about wither. They kept saying wither is on its way, wither, whatever that means, and that, you know, everyone was going to die. And then they left. And then, gestures to the bear, this thing arrived, all crazed. Yeah. We've
Carol's
never seen anything like it.
Carol's going to approach and just kind of put a paw on their shoulder, like, comfortably. Like, is there anything else that you can remember about these foxes or the weasels? Anything that might be helpful?
Not me personally, but I'm sure maybe someone here had a close encounter with the foxes and might know more. And I'm just going to flip a card. And if it is over 8, you find someone who knows more.
Cool.
Ah, look at that. What a time for a king.
Yes.
Everyone knows more.
In fact, the mayor
the
knows
entire
more.
Town.
Yeah, the mayor actually knows more. He's just lying to us.
The mayor is the only one who knows
pretty
nothing.
Pretty sure it's a badger.
Robert, give me a number between 1 and 7.
6.
A lizard, like a small garden lizard, like a skink, scurries out, and he's about the size of Jeff, so he is a very small lizard indeed, and just says,
rude.
He says, one of the foxes, it almost stepped on me, and then it looked straight in my eyes, and it had white eyes, its eyes were completely white, and it just looked straight at my face, and it said, whether it's on its way, you're going to die, and then scurried off into the forest that way and points like vaguely west.
And Carol's gonna kind of kneel down this little meeting. Now, if you had to tell me, did it look like it was mad at you in saying this, or it was warning you? Like, did it look worried, or can you tell?
It didn't really look like it felt anything. It was emotionless. It was just telling me a message, like it was a letter in the mail.
That's just not healthy. Emotions are very important.
Make a heart flip to try and counsel the skink in the moment.
Ooh, 8 heart. And then nice. I have 6 hearts, and then also plus 2 empathy, so 16. And it's a heart.
Nice. Yeah, you notice that the skink just physically shows all signs of just relaxing in that moment. It's just like, I have said my piece. I feel a lot better.
Nice.
You're a nice lady.
Well, hey, I'm just doing my job. And hey, doesn't it always feel better to just get that kind of thing you've been holding back off your chest?
It really is. And then he turns and scurries away, presumably to help tidy up his destroyed town.
Okay, so we have white eyes and a wither warning. Tornado?
What? Bad joke. Wither? Severe wither warning? The mayor, Carrie the Badger, steps forward again and just says, oh, well, I didn't know that. But hopefully we find out some answers soon. I mean, the bear came from the west, the foxes came from the west. Where are you headed?
East, madam.
You were headed north.
Okay, good.
Don't listen to him.
You were heading to the east.
He's a little woozy. North. We're headed north.
We're headed east, madam, and I shan't be moved.
Your friend thinks that you're headed east, possibly to Lazy Bend? Or...
Our friend just did lose a lot of blood. Yeah.
The weasels came from the east. I mean, this phenomenon is perhaps happening all around us. I mean, when you get to the north, wherever it is you're going, I hope it's safe there.
Well, madam, nowhere's safe when there are ruffians on the loose. And I'll tell you that right now for free.
Do you want to make a flip of some kind if you want to... what desired effect would you want to have by telling her that?
I just want them all to think that I'm really awesome and sort of see me how I see myself.
Okay, cool. Moxie then, I guess.
That'll be a tall ask, I think.
I think that I'm going to put this, if I may, retcon a general swishing and flicking of the rapier. Catalyst. I would like to put this under swashbuckling as I'll be cutting quite the figure.
Okay, but it would be a heart flip if you're trying to do swashbuckling to affect how they feel about you.
I will take it on Moxie, thank you.
I mean, you can add the skill to any flip as long as you can justify it. You can add swashbuckling to your heart if you're trying to swashbuckle your way into their hearts.
I think if I'm completely
honest...
That's
not a fanfic title, I don't know why the internet exists.
I'm Moxieing my way into their hearts.
Okay.
And... I have taken the appropriate club, the appropriate suit rather, to a heart. Yes. However, it is literally the worst you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Ace is the worst. Okay, so 2 plus your heart skill plus your moxie.
So we've got 5 already, so we're doing great. Plus my moxie. Look at us, swimming away with a 6. Not even a problem. It's fine.
Yes, that's still a fail. But they're like,
one animal who's like, okay.
yeah. The crowd all sort of like, oh, bah, 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 like talking amongst themselves. And one goes, yeah. And the rest go,
Gerald.
Gerald is like, all right.
So where's Gerald?
I think he's got a good point. He's got a good head on his shoulders.
He says, continuing to eat unripe corn.
He's got a point, guys!
Yeah, and a lot of the townsfolk sort of disperse at this point to, like, join the tidy-up effort. But a few stick around to examine the bear.
Carol turns to the mayor. I think a night rest here would be very good for us in the long term. And until the evening, I would love to help however I can. After the night, though, I think we should continue on our journey. There's been a lot of strange happenings, I think.
Well, that would give us time to ask about Kashtar.
My name is Kash.
The creator wants to meet you. Shut up!
Darkly.
Yes, Johnny.
General world question.
Yes.
Do we see anyone? What sort of things are fabrics and general clothing made of?
Most animals aren't wearing any clothing.
You guys are the weirdos.
It stands out that you guys are wearing clothing. Some have accessories where sort of comically accessories are due. For example, Carol wears a cardigan and glasses.
Okay.
So
the notation.
I need fan art of this, by the way.
Clothing. Does that make us seem different in a fancy way or in a, like, leadership way?
It makes you stand out as something special, that's for sure. Especially the fact that you, Simon has a golden breastplate and you've got a matching golden shield.
I'm a golden baby!
Any kind of animal hide or fur?
You can't notice any animal hide or fur, apart from you've got a leather coat.
Can I perform some sort of check or save to figure out if it would be a move to make some sort of coat or cape or even hat out of the recently vanquished bear?
That seems...
And
it definitely seems like not okay.
Brad, can I see, perceive, or remember anybody using animal fur or skin as clothing and it being socially acceptable?
Okay, so in this world you haven't seen anyone like that at all. No one has worn any kind of animal products that you've noticed, but you can certainly make me a diamond flip to assess.
Yes, what I got. It was the three of clubs.
Three of clubs, okay, plus your diamond score.
Four, bring me up to a seven, and I don't think that I can swashbuckle Moxie, Macho, or Ribald any of these questions.
I'm really worried about what this means. Does him failing mean that he does it and doesn't know that it's bad?
No, seven is just enough for him to realize that he hasn't seen anyone else, but it's not enough for him to make an informed decision about it.
You see Jeffrey looking at the bear in repose, and sort of he twists a bit of fur between his fingers and sort of lets it fall. You can see him looking at the setting sun against his form, in shadow and profile, and just generally catching the reflection of himself off of his shield, drinking it all in. At one moment, he seems to be satisfied with seeing himself as he is now, cutting a dashing figure in his cloak with his shield and his cutlass. And in one sweet, sweet motion, he cleans his sword off on his cloak, resheathes it, and begins marching towards the closest evident alehouse.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. You find a building that is clearly... like an inn or something meant for visitors, and it looks like there's also, you know, like a tap room there where you could have a few drinks and relax.
Walking into the room, towards the tavern, Jeffrey calls ahead, "A hero approaches!" And then
okay. The door. That's definitely a heart flip. That's a heart flip to see if people agree. That is a
Gerald
seven.
That's a 10, and I'm going to call that. I'm going to call that Moxie.
That's Moxie. Seven, three, and one. You got 11, and it's a heart as well. So, you walk into the tavern, and the few people who are there, like, you get the impression most people are actually outside helping tidy up, but there are a few people in there, and they go, It's that hero mouse. You fought a bear. You fought, and like these animals, like crowd in on you, and like just want to want to touch you. They want to, like a celebrity, they want to like pat you on the back and be near you. And like, that was amazing when you were like, whoa, like swinging your sword around. That was so cool.
Jeffrey pats them on their knees, shoulders, elbows, and other work safe but accessible appendages. Says, haha, yes, I was very, very good, wasn't I? Very, very good. I'm having an ale. You know.
Yeah, the skunk behind the bar says, "It's on the house for the hero."
Well, I would only assume as much. Aha! And Jeffrey gives him a show of trying to cut the flame off of candles, and generally destroys a candelabra.
Okay, before we cut back to the other two outside, that's a swashbuckle. So,
all right, let's buckle some swashes
with spades.
Okay, so I've got a heart. It is a 6. Swashbuckling being a 3. So it's a 9. And I would also argue that it's quite macho, making it a 10.
Yep. Plus you need to add your spade score as well.
Oh, plus my spade score. Cool. 14.
Yeah. So yeah, this is quite a dashing maneuver. You impress them even more, and your hangers-on are getting very entrenched in the worship of the mouse hero.
Oh yeah, it's really cool.
Said the local mole.
Yeah, no, that was Gerald again.
Oh.
And Gerald's already made up a t-shirt that says Jeff Array on it.
But it's spelt wrong. Yeah.
He shaved it into his skin, into his fur. Like, shaved a t-shirt into his fur. It's a polar.
Simon and Dr. Carroll are outside. What are you doing?
Well, while Jeffrey goes and carouses, I guess, I'm going to go, you know, help these people rebuild their town for a bit. So whether people want to partake in my medical profession or I just help rebuild homes is up to them.
Yeah, I'd say you can set up like a post-traumatic stress counseling.
It's like the booth from Peanuts.
Like a FEMA camp.
Yeah, I love it. You set up a little a booth. It kind of looks like a kid's lemonade stand. And
I'm
it's,
not
um,
charging.
It's counseling, and there's a sign that says 10 cents, but then it's been crossed out saying free.
Yeah.
And yeah, animals line up to talk to you about their experiences and just sort of get it off their shoulders.
After a few minutes, I'm like, you know what? I think would be really good if we just create like a circle and have a nice dialogue with everyone. I think it'd be really valuable because it's important to know you're not alone in this kind of thing. You know, this is a community, and nobody has to go through this alone.
Okay, that's a heart flip.
Okay. Well, bam. That's a 7 of spades. And then plus 6 hearts. And then I would say this is probably a more persuasion thing, so 16 total.
Okay, yeah, everyone's on board with what you're saying. They all get around in a circle, and you have a good old-fashioned dialogue between anywhere between 10 and 30 animals. And Simon.
Cool. Simon watches all of this happen, fairly bemused, sort of getting to know his companions by watching, and then goes, like, either tracks down Mayor Carey again, or is Mayor Carey still standing there, or...
She's moving in and out of crowds and things, and she like checks on the counselling session, and she checks on the cleanup effort. So I mean, you see her about.
Yeah, cool. Because I would want to go see if these guys know anything about the old god Kashta, because obviously that's where we're tracking and what we're heading to find out about, or if they have anybody who's older and might know about. You know what I mean? Like that kind of
okay thing. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, I mean, you could easily just stop her in the street.
Mm.
Oh, Simon, pigeon friend, hero. how goes the rest?
Oh, good. We have counselling and route. I don't know what he's doing. I just we are on a bit of a mission. Do you know anything about Keshta? More gigantic adventures coming soon when Jeff and Simon return.
The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon uses the Suited RPG system by Escapebox Games. If you want to learn more about Suited, head to escapeboxgames.com. We want to tell you about a few other family-friendly shows we love. Firstly, Elderberry Tales is a storytelling podcast filled with sweet and fun short stories for kids of all ages. If you're a parent of little ones or a little one yourself, you will simply adore this show. Find Elderberry Tales anywhere you listen to podcasts. Another great show is the Happy-Go-Lucky podcast. Soon, Happy-Go-Lucky will be starting a special holiday story, which will include several episodes of them playing in the same world as Jeff and Simon. How exciting is that? Here's a little teaser for what they've got in store.
Hello, dear friends. My name is Jeremy. Do not allow my frightening visage to threaten you. Rowan, yes, I am a bat after all, the largest of my kind. But I will tell you a secret that you must keep between just the two of us. I am a fruit bat. Yes. I am not like my smaller and far more annoying little cousin, the vampire, but no. I am not here to scare you or to suck your blood. Unless, of course, you are a juicy orange. If you are a juicy orange, you should be very afraid, for if so, then I have come to suck your pulp. But come, my friend. Gather around, for we are about to share a story of one of my greatest adventures in the nature realm of the faraway land known as Aeson. Our story begins not long from now. Oh, and you should seek our story. Our story will be played on the Happy Go Lucky podcast. It's a lucky spell, you KKY. We will see you there. Be wary, be waiting, and do not be a fruit.
The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon is a proud member of the Podicon Go Network. Family-friendly shows that are fun for everyone. Thanks for listening.